podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Rat me boys!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course, the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family podcast.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. I'm in the building.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. You are now tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids podcast for another edition of Pop Culture.
Hit you with that pop.
And today we are discussing a baby shower gone bad. This time, Jeremy, at the baby shower, the lady in charge, or should I say the lady of the hour, the mama-to-be, decided that she was going to kick anyone who did not bring a present out of her baby shower. Anyone who did not bring a gift had to go. Jeremy, what would you have done?
It was interesting to hear this because when they start out, you know, at the end, how everybody gives their, you know, the couple gives their thank you to everybody. The man gets up there. He's like, I want to thank everybody, you know, for coming out. And then she snatches the mic away. Not everybody. There's a lot of people showing up without gifts. And that's not who we're talking about. You can get up and leave now. Then her friend wants to chime in and say, no, that's just the hormones. No, it's not. That's what she says. She says that on the microphone. So there's a lot to this, Brandon.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. Like, she was given an out multiple times, was given the opportunity to not be the apple, but she went with hers, strong with hers.
The thing I was surprised about is how much, like, backing she got from other females who were like, yep, there's those who just come to show up to eat
you
and
mean
drink
in the comment section. Meet up.
Yeah, in the comment section. Eat and drink and meet other people, and they don't bring nothing. Yeah, you get them, girl. You get them, girl.
So you're of the opinion that if you don't bring it, that it's okay to show up to a baby shower, to any kind of an event where a gift is expected, giftless.
No, I'm setting all this up to say this lady has lost her mind, Brandon. Absolutely lost her mind. Here's the thing. I'm not saying it's okay to show up giftless. Like, you should bring something. And if you're one of those people who always show up, people know who you are. But why, and usually, and to use what you always tell me, why does everybody have to be uncomfortable? If I was somebody who brought a gift, and then you didn't address me, your husband said thank you, you only talked about the negative things about the people who didn't bring gifts. Now I'm going to feel like you didn't appreciate my gift. Now I'm going to feel like, you know what? I almost want to go grab my gift and leave. Because the first thing you should have did is said thank you so much to those who did actually bring something. That's what she should have done. But now I feel like you didn't appreciate it. And obviously you expected it, which is fine. But I just feel like that's a bad attitude. And why do I have to sit here and feel awkward when I did what I was supposed to do? I'm trying to have a good time. And you're more focused on the negative than you are on the positive that you have to bust people out and continue to go back with it.
By the way, the reason you feel like she didn't appreciate it, and I'm telling you this from just like from what I am gathering, the reason you feel like she didn't appreciate it is because she did not appreciate it. She Amen. Is ungrateful. There's no part of her that has any kind of gratitude for anything that was done for her during that day. All she thought about was the people who did not bring her something. She has a bad attitude. She's 100% the apple. If we were doing Am I the Apple, Jeremy, I cannot stand people like her. Yes, I agree with you. People should bring gifts in those situations. If you can, you should. There are times where you may not have it, you cannot do it, and you, all you can do is bring show up, and you can support them at the baby shower with your presence, with your claps, with your love, with your hugs. That's all you can do. That's all you got. Hey, what I got is what I got, is what they say. But if you can do more, then do more. But for her to stand up there, embarrass her, the father of the child, embarrass the people who put the party on, embarrass, as you said, the people who did bring gifts, ridiculous, absurd, annoying, embarrassing, embarrass-skating, as my mother would say in a joking fashion. This was just pathetic. It was really terrible, a poor showing. I would have crawled under a rock if I was related to her. And if I was not, and like I said, like you said, I would have gotten my gift. No, that's not true. I would not have. That's a lie. That's a lie. I probably just would not attend anything else that she put on ever again.
And the thing is, fine. If that's the way it is, and it feels like she was expecting it. And then when it happened, it made her super mad because she was already expecting it for some people. But put that on the card. You want to be big time, put that on the card. Don't show up if you're not going to bring anything. Very simple. You didn't have a problem saying it there, so why don't you say it in the card? Then a lot of people won't show up. You know what? I'm going to keep my gift in my pocket and not even show up either. That's what I'm saying, Brandon. Yep. Just such a bad attitude. Had no appreciation. It was hilarious, seeing as I'm not connected to it in any way, but it also irritated me because, like you said, I can't stand people like that.
I think this speaks to a larger problem in our culture, though. Have you noticed this? People expecting things, situations where it's a gratuity turns into an expectation, like tips. Like, have you seen the meme where it says, when I see an iPad at a cash register, I already know I'm about to tip for something I've never tipped for in my life.
Yep. Oh, no, and I haven't seen that, but that's straight. That's dead on. That's dead on.
It's dead on the truth. They turn that iPad around and it says, it's just gonna ask you a couple of questions. Like, they don't know what it's gonna ask you, and you're about to tip for something you've never tipped for in your life. You're about to pay more for something than you've ever paid for in your life. And instead of it being a tip out of the kindness of my heart, out of going the extra mile, or out of it being a part of the service workers, the way their wage scale works. Their compensation, okay. Yes. Like a waitress who gets paid less than minimum wage because she's being compensated based on tips. Now everybody who does any kind of service expects to be tipped. Whether it's takeout, carry out, whatever it may be, they expect to get a tip. Eat in, carry out, whatever. They want some kind of a tip. And now it's not just kindness from my heart. Now it's not a gratuity. Now it's not part of the wage scale. Now it's just an expectation. And it makes me, yep. You know, like, I saw something where somebody said they were going through a line at a checkout at a grocery store. They're like, would you like to donate to the poor? And the person looked at them and said, I am the poor. Yep. Okay? And further than that, it just speaks to society's bigger. It's just people have more of an entitled outlook on life.
Amen. Amen.
And it can be annoying. It can be annoying. Now, I'm not saying not to get in where you fit in, because when we worked at Steak Escape, shout out to Steak Escape. Jeremy, you didn't work there, I know. I always forget that part. I always forget until I say it, and you remind me. But when me, M. Tutta, shout out to O.E., Barrett, Justin Halley, the rest of y'all Dro, know who you
Dro,
are.
Dro was in the mix.
Shout out to you. We put out a tip jar. Now, we did not solicit tips, but we would accept the tips. But we would sing and dance and do other things when we worked at Steak Escape at the Grand Central Mall. So you was getting a bang for your buck. Except for that one lady who tried to punk me that one time. We're not going to talk about that. But anyway, you got a bang for your buck. We were providing a service. We were providing entertainment. We were doing a little extra. We went the extra mile. We weren't just handing you a sandwich and expecting you to give us some money. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's a little bit different, I think. But people today is just, you know, they just an expectation.
Absolutely. And with that particular woman, am I the apple? Yes, you are, by far and clear. That's one of the biggest apples I've seen.
Yes, she was. Ridiculous. You're right. She was definitely the apple.
One of the biggest apples I've ever seen. It's not even close.
You're talking about the woman at the baby shower or the woman at Steak Escape?
Baby shower.
Okay, I thought you were talking about, you weren't there for the woman at Steak Escape.
No, I don't remember her at all.
Okay. Never mind. I thought you were telling a different story. Yeah, I wish M. Titta was here. May he rest in peace, because he could tell that story. M. Titta would tell you I was the apple, but that's a story for a different day. For those who know, you know. But that's what we got today. That's what we got, right, Jay? You ain't got nothing extra, right?
Nope, that's it. That's it for this Monday morning.
Well, that's it for pop culture. You know how to get at us. Please rate, review, subscribe. Get at your boys. Let us know what you think. Let us know how you feel. The RVK, as always, all day, every day. Get at us. Love us, because we love you.
Podcast Network.